From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Member of U.S. Special Forces killed in Somalia. A U.S. Special Forces member has been killed during an operation against Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, the first killed in the war-torn country since the deadly battle in 1993 that inspired the movie Black Hawk Down. A U.S. military official told VOA the Navy SEAL was killed by small arms fire approximately 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. The U.S. Africa Command, which oversees U.S. military operations on the continent, said the U.S. forces were attacking during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. North Korea on Friday accused the U.S. and South Korean spy agencies of an unsuccessful assassination attempt on leader Kim Jong-un involving biochemical weapons. In a statement carried on state media, North Korea's Ministry of State Security said it will ferret out and mercilessly destroy the terrorists in the CIA and South Korean intelligence agency responsible for targeting its supreme leadership. However, as the Center for the National Interest, Harry Kazianis, points out,
I also think, too, North Korea is very slick about trying to keep itself in the media cycle. You just think back in history, they're always trying to make sure that they're at the head of every news site's front page as like the lead story. I've always felt like any time that they sort of go off the front page, they come up with some, you know, crazy idea or some new crisis to get themselves right in the headlines.
The statement carried by North Korea's official news agency and read on state TV did not describe how the plot was broken up or give the full name of the North Korean suspect. The CIA, by the way, is declining to comment. This is VOA.